Support for this podcast comes from Metro Bus Service, offering a means to connect Hamilton County residents with reliable transportation to and from work and to many leisure activities throughout the Cincinnati area. For more information, visit go-metro.com. Metro, your way to go.
How do you eat in space?
Well, how do you do anything in space? You know, when you're weightless, floating around. Simple everyday chores like sleeping or going to the bathroom take on all new challenges when there's no gravity. Rest assured, it's going to involve a lot of tubes. From the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio, I'm your host, Dean Regas, and this is Looking Up. The show that takes you deep into the cosmos or just to the telescope in your backyard to learn more about what makes this amazing universe of ours so great. My guest today is Mark Borison, host of the Jungle Gyms podcast and is the face of the famous international markets in Cincinnati. And he's here to do a space food taste test. If you're a hungry astronaut, a lot of things are in tubes and self-contained packages. That's true. Because, well, you definitely don't want crumbs and liquid floating around all over the place. Tortillas are extremely popular, over bread because no crumbs. Tea and coffee, good. Sodas and fizzy drinks, bad. Fresh fruit and vegetables are definitely luxury items and, well, they only last a short time as they arrive only on the occasional resupply mission, so enjoy them while you can. And there are dedicated NASA culinary experts to help prepare a variety of meals. So we don't exactly have a NASA-approved menu to sample today, but in a Looking Up First, we're going to conduct a space-like food taste test with an Earth food expert.
Hi, my name is Mark Borison. I am the ambassador of fun at Jungle Gyms International Markets. I host their podcast and their social media. I'm also an actor and generally likable.
So today we're talking about space food with Mark here. And so for listeners who've never visited Jungle Gyms before, can you describe it and sum it up for anybody that's never been there?
In a concise manner, no. But all kidding aside, I always tell everyone, it feels like Walt Disney and Willy Wonka met and were like, what if we built a grocery store? I think that's kind of the energy. Food from all over. We're almost at 80 different countries of food. We keep expanding and bringing new stuff in. I mean,
and how does Jungle Jim himself involved with all this?
Oh my gosh. So
there is a person named Jungle Jim.
Yeah, he's
right?
A real guy. Okay. He's in the store every day and he is still running the ship pretty tightly. I love it. He's very funny. He's the only other adult in my life with a costume closet. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we thought you were the right person for this job here because we're looking for spacey food, themed food that's kind of maybe has a space tangential to it. And so you brought some stuff with us. What do you got?
So I have a whole lineup. I went a little crazy as you and I were talking earlier. I love space. So I was very excited to be here in the first place. And I tried to go a couple different routes, right? And, you know, you're looking through traditional astronaut food. So you've got like, they're doing all of the vitamin packets and things of that nature. Now, I'm sure that they probably package a lot of their stuff differently here, but I brought a couple different things. I brought these fun probiotic waters from Karma Water. I think they taste great. And the cap is filled with like live probiotics. These have live probiotic cultures and then you dump it in the water and it creates a little thing. Kind of a modern take on Tang, right? Going back to the astronaut thing. So I thought that was fun. It feels futuristic.
I thought you were going to say there's like alien creatures in the probiotics.
Those are what the probiotics. That's what I believe they are. I believe mushrooms are those at this point. So I wouldn't be far off here.
Well, let's combine them. All right. So what do I do?
Okay.
With this
so here's
thing?
The deal. So on the top there, there's a little plastic peel. So you'll peel that little paper off here. Okay.
There's little creatures in there.
Yeah. All right. So you can see there's a depressor on the top. So you want to pretty aggressively push that in. And what it's going to do is it's going to push a hole into the bottle of water. And then it will dump all of these lovely. You can see them dumping those little probiotics in the water. And then there you go. I heard that pop. And shake it up. Now, a fun fact this company told me, they were like, you know, there's a lot of probiotic cultures out there that's a hot thing in the food space right now. But the reason they do it this way is that you apparently lose a lot of said cultures as soon as you dilute it into water in the first place. Like, they're dying off immediately. So it's one of those, they're like, drink this in about a half an hour's time. There is the weird bit of like suction happening, which feels science-y up top, you know?
Yeah. And then, all right, so then you...
And then you just unscrew the cap.
Unscrew the cap, okay. And let's see what this will be like.
Hopefully delicious. I like them, but... Oh, yeah, mine smells good.
All right. I was going to say better than Tang, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it's different than Tang.
Yeah, we'll say that, different than Tang.
I can taste that there's 100% of my daily vitamins in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like I can go to outer space now.
So coming up next, this is in a lineup here. I thought this was fun. I was reading a lot about, you know, they freeze dry their food and all that kind of stuff. So I brought two in. This is a company called Karen's Naturals, and I brought two different ones because at first I was like, oh, freeze-dried fruits, there's like a lot of freeze-dried candies. It's like, this sounds unhealthy. So what I found instead were some hot veggies, and then the other one is strawberries and bananas. So the reason I brought the hot veggies, I thought you'd appreciate this, is, you know, being in space dulls your sense of taste a little bit. So they can usually hang with a little extra spice. And I'm hoping this is not very spicy since you and I have not left the planet. Here we go. I'll send the veggies over first. I'm not sure what the mix is, but get right. Wild, my friend.
All right. And I'll You're exactly opening. Right. I mean, that's what the astronauts, they complain because their sinuses are congested, so they can't taste as much. And so hot stuff and hot sauce is some of the best things that they go for. All right. So here we go. Yeah, we'll see how crunchy this is. Sorry, audio listeners.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like if the veggies taste like if I'm just eating, if chili was crunchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. This is more, you can taste what it actually used to be.
Yeah. This, and I also was cursed with a pea-heavy bite on the last one of these.
I think there's a gravitational thing going on with that. Is that all the peas are rising to the top, and so no matter what you, even if you reach down the bottom, your hand will just bring peas up.
Another universal constant.
Hey, you're right. Okay. I'd rate these pretty good. I think
the strawberries and bananas were actually delicious.
Yeah, yeah. This is because I always think of space food as freeze dried ice creams that you would get.
I may or may not have brought some of those too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to disparage them quite a bit.
I cannot wait.
They were the worst possible thing for a child to eat because you're like, you know what ice cream tastes like.
For sure.
And then you go to space camp and they're like, here, you can have space ice cream.
You're like,
this, I don't want to be an astronaut anymore. That's what it really does.
Right.
More looking up right after this.
Support comes from Horizon Medical, the perimenopause clinic, now accepting new patients. Located in Kenwood, Horizon Medical focuses on providing longer visits, ongoing health coaching, and care tailored to each woman's needs, while accepting most major private insurance. Learn more at horizonmedical.com. That's Horizen Medical. Support comes from Lilyfest, taking place July 10th to 12th in Hocking Hills, Ohio. Open to the public, Lilyfest features 3 acres of artistically designed gardens to tour, creative artwork for sale from more than 60 fine artists, along with live music, food, and more. To learn more, visit lilyfest.com.
You can support public radio and benefit your business or organization simultaneously by sponsoring the Cincinnati Public Radio podcasts. Sponsorship is an effective, efficient, and affordable way to target a loyal audience that is difficult to reach in any other manner. Learn more about sponsoring podcasts and other digital strategies by visiting cinradio.org/sponsorship.
So the last bit is all kind of unhealthy options, which is fun. And when we first started looking, I was just kind of like, there's no way they eat this. I can't imagine just hanging out in space eating ice cream bars. If that's the case, maybe I did, because I really wanted to do that as a child. And then was like, oh, guess who's not good enough at math? Better be an entertainer instead. So I brought a bunch, but I was excited about these. So we do have the classic. This is a cookies and cream sandwich bar. But they also had, I thought these both sounded good. They had fruit ones. So they have peaches and they have cinnamon apple wedges.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, oh, these are, they're still,
Oh, it's just one big one.
And they just wrapped it in the paper still.
So it gives the illusion of an ice cream sandwich.
That's so funny.
My 7-year-old self is very skeptical about this. I am opening this with puckered lips because I am not ready to be impressed.
I know. I hope you're not. I feel like this is only going to be good if you hate it.
Here, I'll break off a bit for you. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you so much.
There you go. And so
it's funny that the freeze drying did zero to the cookie.
You're right. The cookie's pretty.
It looks exactly like that is in my freezer, probably.
The ice right cream now. Is not right. But, all right. Taste is all right.
Yeah.
Taste is pretty. It's good there.
I was actually.
Texture is atrocious. Terrible. It's terrible. Yeah.
But it went from like solid rocks, like I was chewing on delicious pebbles. Now. And then at the end, I'm like, oh, actually, that is a pretty good cookies and cream flavor. Basically, now imagine being in that room in zero G and it's just ice cream, cookies and cream dust particles everywhere.
And if it's floating around, you don't want to eat it.
No, exactly.
I mean, you want to eat stuff, but you don't want to eat. I'm not going to take another bite because we got more. So with getting you thinking about all these space foods, if NASA called and like, we want you, Mark, to go up to space, would you do it?
My immediate answer, my quick answer is yes. And then as soon as I said yes, I'm filled with that like unexplainable anxiety and fear. Just because you don't know how that's going to go. And it's one of the only places, well, it's not even on Earth, right? But it's somewhere where you're like, if anything goes wrong, it goes incredibly wrong. And I'm in a small space, which I'm a big person. So they'd have to maybe, I was like, what's the deal on like an XL shuttle?
So do you think that you could survive on, this food for, let's say, a seven-day mission? Or what would you bring with you to accentuate the ice cream sandwiches and the hot veggies?
It would be, yeah, I think, you know, what's really funny is I think my main thing would be not the Karma water specifically, but I do think I'd be having all of like the powdered things. I'd be like, all right, I want a protein powder I can shake into water. So long as I had variety for 7 days, even if it's the worst thing ever, I think I'd be on board. I'd be the most annoying astronaut in the history of astronauts.
Yeah, put you in a confined space with, let's say, 5 or 6 other type A personalities.
Can you even imagine?
You with astronauts. That's got Big Brother written all over it.
I would watch that show.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You got a few leftovers, or what's the final category?
The last two here, these are just straight up candy. So, again, the freeze-dried thing has been a huge deal in the last couple of years. I don't know if I quite understand it because, like, the first one I ever had, somebody gave me freeze-dried Skittles. And I like Skittles a lot. I like the texture. I'm here for the whole experience. So eating the freeze-dried version, I was like, it tastes like Skittles, but now it's just stuck in my teeth really badly. So I haven't been super crazy about it. But these two, I mean, this brand in particular, Space Candy, I do think they do a pretty good job of it. They have a lot of unique ones. I was hoping my favorite, they do a lemon drop. That one's awesome. But this today was Snoopy's Moon Rocks.
All right, so this is your dessert then. Well, wait, I've had a lot of dessert.
I feel like it's all dessert.
Oh, that's hard.
Yep.
Can you crunch her?
I did a little bit, but I also know that I might have to call my dentist.
There it goes.
Yeah, once it starts breaking down. The last one, these are just freeze-dried candy chews. It had the icy... How's that?
Hard?
Yeah. You know. Oh, wow. Okay, these are number one hardest thing we've eaten.
They are the hardest thing. So, taste, not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm making a ranking here. I hope that's all right.
We'll see if we, I'd be mad if you didn't.
All right.
I'm sorry to choke on
definitely here. Snoopy's are the worst,
yep.
In my opinion.
I will just back that.
Ice cream's next. This is slightly better than ice cream.
Okay. They were all kind of crazy.
Yeah. Do you like find that that there's like space themed snacks that customers are like looking for? Like,
honestly, that space candy line, the Snoopy one. Now, again, they have a whole variety of different options. There's like all kinds of stuff. People seem to love that brand in particular. I do think of all of the packaging, Like astronaut, for example, the astronaut line, that hasn't changed since I was a kid. I mean, so we're talking like 30 years of that same branding. Don't mess with the classic.
Well, Mark, this has been so much fun chatting about space food. We really appreciate you coming on in.
Dean, it's my pleasure. We'll have to come back. I was thinking the whole time, the one thing I didn't bring was Urban Artifacts astronaut food. And then I realized it's only been a year or two since they've produced it, but I think they're bringing it back this year. They make it all out of freeze-dried fruits. So we may have to do it. I'll bring Scott with me sometime.
All right, let's do it. Sounds good.
Thank you for having me, Dean. Truly, it was an absolute pleasure.
I don't know. Have you ever looked at the videos and pictures of astronauts on the International Space Station? I always thought they looked a little funny. I mean, sure, their hair is floating around, staying on end, and their faces look, well, a little puffy, right? This is one of the untalked about parts of going into space. With virtually no gravity, fluids inside the human body don't behave like they do on Earth. They end up higher in the body than normal, including the face. So most astronauts describe this feeling to be similar to having a head cold. So what does that have to do with eating in space? Well, when your sinuses are clogged, that also deadens your sense of taste. Astronauts frequently report that food on the space station tastes terribly bland. The most popular items on the menu are generally condiments. And number one is hot sauce. I'm talking wasabi, sriracha, anything with the kick. So next time you're sick, maybe try pretending you're an astronaut. Eat a little Hatch green chili and that'll cut through some clogged sinuses. Looking Up with Dean Regas is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio. Kevin Reynolds and I created the podcast in 2017. Ella Rowan and Carlos Lopez Cornu produce and edit our show and have claimed all of the leftovers from our taste test as Looking Up property. Sorry, Mark, it's gone. Janelle Walton is our vice president of content, and Ronnie Salerno is our digital platforms manager. Our theme song is Possible Light by Ziv Moran. Our social media coordinator is Hannah Flume, and our cover art is by Nicole Tiffany. I'm Dean Regas. Keep looking up.
Support comes from Greater Cincinnati Foundation. A donor-advised fund can make giving simple. GCF's mission is to make them simple and purposeful, with trusted philanthropic advisors connecting you with nonprofits making an impact. A personal touch to fuel meaningful outcomes. Learn more about the GCF difference at gcfdn.org.